Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's from the Innocent Age album, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that you can read, listen, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter, check out our blog, answer the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know how you think, what you think. And so we ask a different question every week, and when you give us your answer, when you click on your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com. It's a thrice weekly publication. Still in the you're in your NPR. Maybe that's a bad example these days. your NPR phase of raising a little bit of money.
That's right. First I fired Juan Williams, then I asked him for money. And if you give me more money, I'll fire Maya Liason too.
Right. That's funny. check it out, folks, mullings.com. As I've said before, if you're a Republican, you like what he has to say. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know keep up with what he's up to. Rich, how much credit do you give for the election, the results of the election, all the aspects? As far wherever it went, from the Capitol Hill to state legislatures, and I'll tell you what. I think there's another part of the map people haven't seen, and that's how it affected local stuff. I'm talking, the dog catchers and things like that. The Republican wave trickled all the way down from what I've seen. But, Rich, my question is, how much credit do you give the Tea Party for what happened Tuesday?
Well, I give the whole Tea Party movement a great deal of credit for creating and helping maintain the level of enthusiasm that we saw in a midterm election. But let me tell you a quick story. Yeah, I must have had 15 phone calls from reporters yesterday, day after Election Day. And they asked the same kind of question. How is Boehner going to deal with all the Tea Party members? So the question was, reporter, how is Boehner going to deal with the Tea Party? Galen, how many Tea Party members are there? Reporter. Nothing. There's one senator that you can point to, Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. Yeah.
But I mean, it's a minor thing. But and we'll see what happens. I mean, the equal and opposite side of the Tea Party this time was MoveOn.org last time and the time before that. And when was the last time we heard from them? We'll hear from them now again, by the way. But
are you saying we're not going to hear from the Tea Party after this?
Well, you will. They've won. So,
I don't think they're happy.
It's like the March of Dimes after polio. They had to go find a new disease.
I don't think they're happy with just winning the election. I think there's more critical mass to the Tea Party than that.
Well, we'll see.
We will see, yeah.
My long experience has been that these things are easier to maintain when you have a clear enemy to aim at, and when the enemy is your own guys, it's just
well, don't fun. You? Well, let me ask you a question. The GOP elites, and I consider John Boehner to be one of those, uh-huh. Mitch McConnell, et cetera, to be right. The GOP elites, part of the political class. Do you believe they've become true believers? Are they marching to the Tea Party's tune? Will they try to get off that tune as soon as they can? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that's what I said earlier. It's a matter of managing the coalition. I mean, Democratic leaders have had to deal with, moderate Democrats all the way to union bosses. So, I mean, it's just part of leadership to be able to try to arrange for a path that everybody, and you may, as you're marching down this path, it may not be the exact song you wanted the band to play, but at least it's a march and it's not a wall. So you say, okay, I'll go on this one. And then, but you know, there's a thing called Potomac fever, and it's a real disease. It's like Ebola. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
we'll see what happens.
It's like
it's
like the pod people. I mean, you become assimilated.
Right.
You become assimilated, or the Borg. You become assimilated. So let me ask you a question. The Republicans are going to have control of the House by a significant majority, which they only need one. They're going to have a lot more senators, but still not enough for the 60% firewall, 60-vote firewall. What will this mean governing going forward the next two years?
Well, what I think we saw from Obama in his press conference the day after the election was that they have decided that they are going to employ Truman's 1946 through 48 strategy of blaming the do-nothing Congress. And I think what the White House is looking for is for ways to blame the Republicans, both with the 46, 47 votes they have in the Senate,
right,
and the majority in the House, for blocking what he mistakenly, I believe, really thinks is the proper path.
Well, we're going to get to Obama in a minute, but in terms of actual legislation, let's take the health care bill. Yeah. What can the current the new Congress, you know, with a lot more influence from the Republicans, what will that mean for health care reform?
Well, I think what the House will do is they will look for the pieces of the health care bill that are most onerous, and that will probably be the pieces that put undue stress on small businesses and
The 1099 provision.
Yeah, exactly. That would be the perfect one.
Which the president gave up yesterday.
Well,
he gave that up. He threw that under the bus yesterday.
Frankly, if anybody had actually known that was in there in the first place, it never would have made it. But
right,
you throw a 2,000-page bill
right
on the table and say we're voting in 15 minutes.
But will the health care bill look anything like it does right now in 2 years?
Yeah, I think it will still have the outlines of it. I think there'll be pieces that get taken off. Remember, you have to get it through the House, which they can do. You have to get it through the Senate, which they can't do because
right,
the Democrats, you know, they won't, if they bring
right
it up, they won't have enough votes to get it on the floor. And then even if you get through those two things, the president has to sign it. Repeal
right
of a bill requires a whole new bill.
Right.
And it has to go through the same process. So what I think they'll do is Boehner and the House Republicans will look for, and probably in consultation with McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate, look for places where they really think they can get enough votes.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back right after these messages with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.